Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we look ahead, as we always do, to the readings for this Sunday, which will be the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And the first reading for Mass today will be taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verses 2 to 4 and 12 to 15. The whole Israelite community grumbled against Moses and Aaron. Moses tried to lead them. Nothing's changed, brothers and sisters. We can see that God is doing something powerfully, but for some reason or another, we don't like it, or we don't like this, or we don't like the other thing, and we grumble. We complain against our pastors, against our employers, against... Now, if there's something really wrong, then pray about it and make a decision about the steps you want to take to see if the situation can be rectified. But don't immediately think that something is wrong, because it may well be the hand of God, either helping you or directing you or redirecting you or calling you to repentance. Don't grumble against God. Why doesn't God do this? Why didn't God do that? Where is God? I prayed and nothing happened. There's no God. Don't get into that pattern. If God doesn't do what I want him to do, then I complain or I get even worse and decide he doesn't exist. Don't go there. Turn around. Exodus chapter 16. Again. Would that we had died at the Lord's hand in the land of Egypt as we sat by our flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. But you, speaking to Moses and Aaron, you had to lead us into this desert to make the whole community die of famine. They haven't died yet, but they're so angry and so frustrated. So they what do? You take it out on your leaders. And then the Lord said to Moses, so Moses, I'm sure, went to the Lord and said, tell me what to do. And the Lord said to Moses, I will now rain down bread from heaven for you. Each day the people are to go out and gather their daily portion. Thus will I test them to see whether they follow my instructions or not. I have heard the grumbling of the Israelites. Tell them, in the evening twilight you shall eat flesh, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread, so that you may know that I, the Lord, am your God. So the Lord's going to provide. And in the evening, quail came up and covered the camp. And in the morning, a dew lay all about the camp. And when the dew evaporated, there on the surface of the desert were fine flakes like hoarfrost on the ground. On seeing it, the Israelites asked one, what is this? For they did not know what it was. But Moses told them, this is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. God does provide. Sometimes he seeks to provide through us, the needs of the poor, for example, and we say no. God keeps trying, but sometimes the poor are not fed, and it's because we haven't said yes. Literally, the poor. We're all poor. We're all weak. We're all sinful. And all of us tend to grumble against leadership, whatever kind of leadership it is, when things don't go the way we think they ought to go. Or when someone in leadership makes a genuine mistake, why don't we accept their request for forgiveness and get on with it instead of, I'll never trust him again, or this or that? And we grumble and we complain. And how much more we do that with God. In fact, there's so many people today who don't even fight, don't even argue with God. They just walk away because their faith is not a treasure for them. They can easily give it up because they haven't let the roots of the gospel go down in their lives and into the depths of their lives and shape them and form them and mold them. Being a Christian, being Catholic, is not just a little label. It's central to our lives. It's central to the way we relate to God. It's central to the way we obey God. It's central. And it will lead to life and to happiness forever. Forever. Remember what Scripture says. Every tear will be wiped away. There will be no more mourning, no more sorrow, no more pain, no more death anymore, for the old order will have passed away. And now all is new. Notice it isn't will be, it is new. When Christ comes in glory, everything changes. When you die and you go before him for your own particular judgment, everything changes for you. When Christ comes again at the end of the world, everything changes for everybody. And the question is, are you ready for that judgment? Whether it's personal or it's the judgment on the whole world, are you ready for it? Probably we say, no, I'm not. I need to more clearly, more regularly ask the Lord, what would you have me do? What would you have me change? I do say that, but not as often as I should. Take this seriously, brothers and sisters. In the evening, quail came up and covered the camp. In the morning, a dew lay all about the camp. And when the dew evaporated, there on the surface of the desert were fine flakes like hoarfrost on the ground. And on seeing it, the Israelites asked one another, "What is this?" For they did not know what it was. Now, I'm repeating that because I want you to put yourself in that position. What would you do? What would you do if quail came and covered the camp where you were starving, and in the morning the dew came, and when the dew evaporated, there were flakes of something. It turns out to be bread that the Lord had sent them. But they didn't know what it was. Would you know what it was? If God came and revealed himself to you and answered a prayer of yours, would you believe him? Would you believe that it came from God? How deep is your faith? Yes, you have to test things. Of course you have to test things, whether they're from God or not, if it's just a coincidence. But if you ask the Lord, he'll show you. Is this a gift from you, Lord? Or is this just situation and circumstances? Why do you give me this gift? What do you want of me? How can I render gratitude to you? How can I become more your disciple? That's the way we need to live and to think. The Lord gave them bread from heaven, says Psalm 78. The Lord gave them bread from heaven. What we have heard, what we know, what our fathers have declared to us, we will declare to the generations to come. The glorious deeds of the Lord and his strength and the wonders that he wrought. Are you passing on your faith to the next generation? Second reading from Ephesians chapter 4. Brothers and sisters, I declare and testify in the Lord that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do in the futility of your minds. In other words, you're not using your mind for which that gift was given you. This is not how you learn Christ, assuming that you have heard of him and were taught in him, as truth is in Jesus, that you should put away the old self of your former way of life, corrupted through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new self. Lord, I am your disciple. I want to live as your son or daughter. Help me, Lord. Help me to take on a new orientation of my life, or help me to deepen the orientation of my life and to follow you wherever you go. Put on the new self created in God's way, in righteousness and holiness of truth. And remember, these words are not just words on a printed page. They have power to change your life. If you personally make the decision, Lord, I want my life to look like this. Help me. Then he'll show you your strengths. He'll show you your weaknesses. He'll show you the lies you're living under. He'll show you the virtue that you have. He'll show you it all. Have courage. Take courage, because it sets you free. One does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. John 6:24. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" And Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. You had bread and you're looking for me for food. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life." Apply that to your life today. Am I working for what is for eternity or just for what satisfies me here? Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him, the Father, God has set his seal. And so they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." Take some time on that verse, that you believe in the one he sent. So they said to him, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do?" See, they wanted tangible proof. Our ancestors ate manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you." Now get this. "Amen, amen, I say to you." It was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. And so they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Give us this bread always. And Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." This is the Eucharist, brothers and sisters. It's the Eucharist. This is the bread of life. How often do you receive the Eucharist? How often do you examine your conscience? How often do you spend time in gratitude for God's gift to us, that he gave us of his own flesh and blood, that we might not die, but live forever? He gave us, as this program says, food for the journey. It's the Eucharist. Secondarily, it's his word. But this is the bread from heaven that gives life for all eternity. Do you thank God every day for it? Do you feed on him, or do you just go through the motions? I know sometimes I go to Mass and my mind is somewhere else on some other issue, and I'm trying to resolve something, and I see how easy it is that I'm partway through Mass before I wake up to the fact that I am not present and accounted for. And this is God giving himself to me, giving me himself as food. And I beg God to give me and to give each of us the grace to be both grateful, but to be both so attentive to the Eucharist, which gives us life, not only now, but forever. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I want to offer you a new free booklet entitled Transform Your Marriage by Randall Serner. That booklet is available to you simply by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789, or go to our website, renewalministries.net.